around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we get back to these next 60 minutes of today's broadcast, nice to have all of you here with us for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. As our July 25th live broadcast moves along, folks, it is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time here in the New York City area. That means it's just after 5 a.m. in Hawaii, and there's a reason I'm mentioning that. Convening our National Communal Forum for week 333 is how we're going to start. Listen, folks, you know, without our local AM and FM affiliates, we couldn't do this show as they help make this program possible. Why other nationally syndicated shows don't engage like this, we'll never understand it, frankly, as our affiliates are the reason that this program is now heard on 630 weekly stations across the USA. So, Mary, who's on tap today?
All right, let's say hello and aloha to Josh Villa, Managing Partner and President with our longstanding Honolulu, Hawaii affiliate, AM 690 and FM 94.3 KHNR Radio. From our Burlington, Vermont affiliate, AM 620 and FM 101.3 WVMT Radio, we have morning host Anthony Neary, and Mark Schollenberger, market manager at FM 105.9 WXDE Radio, our affiliate in Milford, Delaware, and that's part of the Salisbury, Maryland DMA.
Nice combination again of stations. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you very much. So, Josh, listen, we have you up the earliest over there in Hawaii. Last week, NAB CEO Curtis Leggett, he was here on the program with us, and this audience responded in a terrific way, contacting their congressional representative or senators to help in our effort to get the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act passed in Washington. So now your company, Malama Media Group, bought KHNR Radio and four other stations a little over a year ago. I'd enjoy hearing why you're so bullish on radio to buy the stations, and what's the response been locally on Oahu since you took on managing them?
Well, thank you so much, Robert. Absolutely. It was roughly about a year ago that we stepped into the market. And this market is a very unique market, not only because of the time zone difference, as you would have mentioned, but one of the things that this market really is known for is for its deep community ties, for it being a community that is very family-oriented. And that was one of the major reasons that my partner and I decided to step into Honolulu, specifically with Salem Media, and to purchase these radio stations. And the response that we've gotten in the first almost nine months has been truly incredible. Just quite an outpouring of support from the local community. The biggest thing is just knowing that there are a group of people that are investing in the local community in all sorts of ways, through community impact, through local programming, through services that that provide opportunities for local businesses to continue to grow.
No, listen, and congratulations on that.
Congratulations,
terrific.
Josh.
So we'll come back to you in a minute, Josh.
Thank you. All right, let's head to Vermont. Anthony, thanks for joining us. We know you're very busy doing the weekday morning drive show. Thanks for joining us on your day off. I, first of all, want to shout out your station, WVMT Radio. I believe is Vermont's oldest radio station. I think we've talked to you about this before, and I think you guys are turning 102 this year. Is that correct?
Yeah. We're 102. It's pretty amazing. I know. And VMT was the first big AM in the market, and I'm kind of blown away that after 97 years, I get to be the morning host.
And it took them a while.
Yeah, it took a while. You know, but when I remember growing up as a kid listening to it, you know, so it's. It's fun, and you talk about community and community engagement, and that's what we do every morning. You know, we open up the phone lines, and the first hour of the show, we literally talk about whatever anybody wants to talk about. And sometimes it's just goofy stuff, and sometimes it can be kind of heavy, but it's what I would call the original community engagement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're having fun, and I like to joke about being the oldest radio station in Vermont because
it's something to be proud of. And listen, Burlington is such a quaint
legacy.
New England community.
Yeah.
Great place. So Rudy, we're going to go to Mark in Delaware. Now, their state fair just kicked off on Thursday, and that runs through next weekend. So where do you want to go with Mark?
Well, I'd like to know more about that. But, Mark, I had a home on the Eastern Shore for 15 or 20 years. I know you're in the Delmarva Peninsula. Delmarva, by the way, it took me years to figure out, is short for Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, one of the most beautiful parts of the country in that part of the United States. But I've never heard of the Delaware State Fair. It's a small state for a state fair.
Well, it's a small state, but it's a big fair. It's 10 days of a lot of fun and food and activities and of course, all the animals that make up any great state fair and a great concert lineup. So it is one of the biggest events on the peninsula every summer.
And where is it exactly located?
So the state fair is located in Harrington, which is a community about 10 or 15 minutes south of Dover, which is the state capital. Mm-hmm. It has a beautiful fairgrounds, a big concert venue, and like I said, a lot of fun. Everybody from Warren Ziders and Bailey Zimmerman and Hudson Westbrook. We're going to have Weird Al back this year.
And, oh, my goodness, with the accordion.
And also, Men at Work, Toad the Wet Sprocket. So a lot of different kinds of music and a lot of fun.
So, Mark, and you're right, that's a great affair. I mean, Rudy, we'll have to actually make sure you get there at some point. I know we'll talk about that. Josh, I want to mention something to you. We got information. We have Mary and I are doing a cruise this October in the southern Mediterranean, then next July in the North Atlantic and Baltic Seas with our show partner, Region 7 Seas. And three couples who listen to this show on your station there in Honolulu will be traveling with us. So we love that. But where I want to go with you all is this. It really... we'll get maybe 15, 20-second answers on this. What do you say is a must-do when visiting your area of our country? Josh?
I would have to say you have to do anything that's beach-related. Honestly, that's the best thing to do here. You're surrounded by the ocean, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. We've been there. All right, Anthony, what say you for Burlington?
Well, in the winter, it's skiing, and in the summer, it's just get out on Lake Champlain because it gives you a really good perspective of the Champlain Valley, and we've got two or three tour companies that do excellent jobs out on the lake in the summer.
Is gorgeous. Beautiful sunsets.
So, Mark, in the Delmarva region, what say you for a must-do when visiting the area?
Well, again, it's a little unfair to be on the same show as your affiliate in Honolulu, but in the summertime, certainly the beaches here in Delaware and all the way down to Ocean City, Maryland, the boardwalks and the terrific food, that's what drives our tourism industry here.
Well, we have done Ocean City many times, Rehoboth Beach as well, a lot of beautiful areas there, so love it. Listen, thank you, all three of you, for being part of today's National Communal Forum. We could not do this show without all of you, so love being part of your stations and interacting with your listeners. So thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon. So, all right, well, there we are, today's National Communal Forum. That was an interesting mix that we had with everybody there.
Yeah, it's funny. And I like the beaches.
Josh,
I love the beaches in Hawaii, I like the Delaware beaches.
All right, folks, after this quick sponsors break, we are headed to Iowa next for the personal connection. It starts in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
What if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections? Well, a group of doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are excellent. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings. So let's get you started with 20% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, for 20% off. That's code CARRY for 20% off at TakeLean.com. Or you can find that link by going to rmworldtravel.com and looking under sponsors.
In the U.S., there's a break-in every 26 seconds. Most security systems only alert you after a break-in has already started. That's too late. SimplySafe.com/carry is where you can go to see all the features and get 50% off. Using the Outdoor Camera Series 2 and advanced AI alerts, their U.S.-based live agents will identify threats on your property and help deter them, stopping crime before it starts. Plus, there are no long-term contracts. Save 50% off your new system at SimplySafe.com/carry. carry or rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
The big summer sale is extended at helixsleep.com/carry. A good night's rest sets you up for the entire day. If your spine needs extra TLC or if you want to invest in a cooling mattress for those hot summer nights, then you need a Helix mattress. Plus, they let you try one for 120 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress today. Right now, you'll also save 27% site-wide plus free shipping. Head to helixsleep.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
With summer in full swing, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics have become my go-to earbuds. And right now, you can grab them for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and a comfortable ergonomic design so they actually stay put. Great option for everyday listening. Get them in your favorite color. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. That's 20% off. Or you can head to RM World Travel and just look under sponsors for that link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, moving on from the NCF last segment, we're going to now get into the G block. That will be a personal connection today, folks, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
Summer travel, fall travel, holiday travel, vacations, business trips. Don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected, whether you're going to be on a long or short trip, international or even domestic. Travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
Yeah, they absolutely do. You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, we say it all the time, it's just smart travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. Buy direct and get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
It's been a while since we've done a personal connection like this. Chris Pochiba and Sarah Aho Pochiba took to the road in a van in May of 2018, and they haven't looked back. Long stretches of living on the road have become more common among the retiree crowd, but less so with younger people like Chris and Sarah. As we head back to our busy show hotline, we want to welcome Chattanooga-based, when they're not on the road, couple Chris and Sarah to our show.
Chris and Sarah, nice connecting with you this morning. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Great to have you both aboard. Mary and I are told you were in Iowa today, so look forward to hearing a little bit about that. Hopefully you'll still be in the area to enjoy the Iowa State Fair that's ahead. I believe it's the second and third week of August this year. Mary and I certainly have enjoyed that in the past. So during your intro there, Mary just mentioned you began your life on the road in 2018, and since your travels started, you've experienced all 50 states, 23 countries. Frankly, I really would enjoy, you know, knowing what types of things you document when you travel. And I know you started off in a Sprinter van, moved to the Land Cruiser. What kind of vehicle are you driving these days? Chris?
Yeah. So, I mean, currently we're still in our Land Cruiser. We travel the world in our, it's a 1988 Toyota Land Cruiser diesel. It was built in Germany, and we, like, currently it's in Europe right now. So it's in a parking lot waiting for us to get back to it, and we're going to be going to Iceland and the Faroe Islands here in a few weeks. But yeah, that's what we currently drive around and just kind of document our travels in.
And so you are in Iowa. What has you there today?
Right now, Iowa, we're just on bicycles. And so it's we're currently riding on with 20,000 other people during Ragbri. And so that's our vehicle of choice is our bicycle and then our Toyota Prius, which is waiting for us at the end of the route.
So. Oh, I love this. All right. So, Sarah, I've read that you believe people are the heart. Well, you've both believed this. People are the heart behind really why we travel and that you actively look for culture shock. So can you expand a little bit on what that means for you, Sarah?
Yeah, I didn't grow up traveling, but I always dreamed of seeing, you know, faraway places and that kind of thing. And so I grew up in a place that was very comfortable for me, that wasn't foreign, wasn't unusual. And I just love being thrown into the thick of it. I love feeling a little bit uncomfortable, having that language barrier, not knowing the currency, you know, just having to figure out all these steps. I mean, the phone makes it much easier for us these days, but sometimes I actually like putting away my phone when we travel just because I want to be fully present and be kind of as lost as what I can be, as crazy as that sounds. But I really do love being fully present, because I think the things that you remember most in life are the ones that are the hardest, even if it's good or bad or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I typically like to see or experience as many of those things at one time as possible.
Yeah. Chris, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm just kind of like Sarah. Like, I didn't grow up traveling either. And being able to go to different places, whether it is in the U.S. or internationally or wherever, being able to see how people live and do their lives and how it looks different from how I normally do my life is just so interesting to me. I mean, one of the best things for us to do is like going to like a grocery store and seeing how people buy their groceries or what the normal food looks like and everything. And for me, it just kind of brings that culture to life and being able to see what a normal day to day looks like, for the people that we're visiting. And so, yeah.
So, Sarah, I agree with you. I use my phone far less when we travel to try to be present in the moment. And Chris, Robert, and you would get along great. Robert was the one years ago when we first started traveling together that said, hey, we got to go into the market.
We do it all the time. Our sons do it with us.
Yep. And it's amazing. And, you're totally right with
and
that.
And I love the fact that the two of you didn't grow up traveling. But here you've now knocked off in 8 years, but 50 states, 23 countries and growing.
Yeah. I mean, what a great story.
It is a great story.
So, you know, this is our personal connection segment of the show. It's an ongoing series in our syndicated program where we look at travel as a tool for transformation. So beyond the great landscapes and the cities, travel always comes back to the people as we're having this conversation right now. I'm curious, you know, give us a specific, I'm sure you have many, many to choose from, but a personal encounter from your journeys, one that's really stayed with you long after returning home. Sarah?
Mm. Oh, gosh, Chris, you may have to help me on this one. I'm trying to think of one in particular. I guess we'll just use this week as an example. While biking, we came across a lady who, you know, during Rag Ride, which is this bike ride across Iowa we're doing right now, it's like 25,000 people, and we go through these small towns that most people completely miss because they're far from the interstates, and people set up little lemonade stands, they'll have, you know, farm animals out for you to meet, and all this kind of thing. But there's this one lady who was selling water bottles and lemonade, and she had a sign that she said she needed another kidney. And so all of her medical bills were just like crazy high. And she was just selling lemonade and water on the side of the road, trying to fundraise for her kidney transplant. She's on the wait list. And, you know, just traveling, you get to meet interesting people like that who, you know, you get experience or, you know, learn a little bit about their struggles. And that's just one that's happened this week. It just, you know, we heard what her story was like. It's sort of unconventional, and most people are out here fundraising for their school band or something like that, but hers, her life depends on it.
So, Sarah, I appreciate what you say. You know, one of the things that Mary and I, people ask us all the time, what do we love about travel? And usually it's the people. I mean, sometimes it's the experiences, but, you know, and there's so many other things we can talk about, but I'm going to take you down a different path because something else that we talk about is, you know, having to delve into what we like to call having plan B. And because any of us who travel regularly, we know that eventually something's going to go awry. Right. So, Chris, you and Sarah have been pretty vocal that, you know, nomadic life can be heavily romanticized online. Share some of your reasoning for this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of our earlier trips, we were driving our Land Cruiser down the Pan American Highway. We're driving through Mexico to Panama. We were trying to get to Argentina, and we had several people that follow us say, hey, you didn't make that look easy. And it's because, like, we weren't trying to make it look hard, but like we were just trying to show what everyday life is like, you know. And I remember our truck had actually broke down in Mexico, in Puebla, Mexico, and there was a family that allowed us to park in their parking lot, and they came out and gave us food. They played with our dog while we're looking for the part, and like we were there for over a week just trying to figure out like how to fix like what needed to be fixed. And I think for us, travel is about being flexible and being able to say, you know what, it's not working out right now. Let's turn it. Let's see what we can turn into this. And Ragbri is actually, I don't mean to keep pulling back to it, but it's a great thing. Like you could have a bad day on a bike, you know, you get sunburned or something, but at the end of the day, you're just eating pies with a bunch of strangers, you know, and eating a lot of food. And so it's like you can choose to look at the bad stuff and be held up by that, or you can be like, you know what, we're going to make the
most.
Well,
you roll with it, pun intended, on that, with what you're doing.
I mean,
no question.
Absolutely.
So, you know, all right, so an element that, you know, we've seen in many of your travel stories is moving on, right? I mean, here you are on the bike. We can play with that as well a little bit. But, you know, that's despite fear of the unknown or even the fear of, in some cases, where your travels may be taking you. So can you talk a little bit about the power of moving beyond those anxieties, Sarah?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing you can do is just step into it. I'm naturally a very fearful person. I in the past have let that guide my actions. And it's something I'm constantly trying to move away from. So sometimes it just means buying that plane ticket somewhere that scares you, or, you know, just saying yes. You just have to say yes and take that first step. And, you know, so many times people have been worried for us in our travels, and we've traveled through some places that most people wouldn't want to necessarily go, that don't seem safe. You see them on the news, that kind of thing. But you show up to them and they're not, I mean, that what you see on the news is real, but that's 1% of it. You're missing the 99% of it, which is what we experience. And, yeah, you just have to take that first step and go.
Yeah, that's so true. So we only have about 30 seconds left, but I don't want to leave out the fact that your dog, which you mentioned before, Kramer, has been all over the world with you guys. Does he get more fan mail than you, Chris?
Yeah, he, I mean, he's been more places than my parents have. And so he travels the world with us, and he brings a lot of joy to a lot of people. And it is an added difficulty to travel internationally with him, but we think it's worth it. And it, being able to stay for months at a time in an international country.
Well, listen, that's a whole other conversation we could have with you, because traveling with a pet and certainly internationally, there's a whole bunch of rules on that. So, Sarah and Chris, listen, you know what? We really appreciate the conversation today. Folks, you can follow their travels at chrisandsarah.com, chrisandsarah.com, and that's S-A-R-A. Enjoy Iowa, you two.
Hey,
thank you so
thanks
much.
For having us.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Interesting couple.
Lovely there. Couple.
I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great. God bless
Kramer,
them.
Kramer, their dog.
Biking today in Iowa. So, all right, looking at the clock, folks, we need to head into this bottom of the hour break. In 20 minutes, Erin, I'll be answering listener emails. But next, it's The Right Stuff.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
The big summer sale is extended at helixsleep.com/carry. A good night's rest sets you up for the entire day. If your spine needs extra TLC, or if you want to invest in a cooling mattress for those hot summer nights, then you need a Helix mattress. Plus, they let you try one for 120 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress today. Right now, you'll also save 27% site-wide plus free shipping. Head to helixsleep.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
With summer in full swing, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics have become my go-to earbuds. And right now, you can grab them for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and a comfortable ergonomic design so they actually stay put. Great option for everyday listening. Get them in your favorite color. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. That's 20% off. Or you can head to RM World Travel and just look under sponsors for that link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. Ah, the joy of a good night's sleep. Get to know Helix Sleep. It's the most awarded mattress brand that makes buying a mattress easy by delivering top quality luxury that's also affordable and worth every penny. To find out which mattress will work best for you, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. You'll get free shipping and seamless delivery. Plus, the Happy with Helix Guarantee offers a risk-free 120-night, that's 2 months, no, it's 4 months, 4-month-night sleep trial designed to ensure you're completely satisfied. Unlike many other mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and every mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers. So not only will you be sleeping better, but your money is staying in America and helping Americans. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus. That's a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. And the Helix Kids mattress is designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. You're going to save 27% off site-wide at helixsleep.com/carry. Just remember to put that slash carry on the end. Or you can find the link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, our next guest has created something that just might get your kids to set aside their cell phones or iPads on their next long flight. It's a book. You remember books. This is a fun book for kids. For our Right Stuff segment today, I'm happy to introduce Laura Baker. She is the author of, and listen to this number carefully, more than 60 books for children. I want to mention today a couple, starting with the Big Book of Airplane Activities. And we, by the way, we reached Laura today at her home in the south of Wales in the UK, where she lives with her husband and their two sons. Laura, welcome to the show. First, let's establish your bona fides. How old are your sons?
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me. My sons are now 8 and 12 years old.
Okay, so you were qualified to write children's books. How long have you been writing children's books?
Oh, I've been writing for them for quite a long time. Probably I've worked in children's books before I started writing them. So I've been in the industry for about 20 years now, and probably writing them for maybe, I don't know, half that time, even more than that.
Tell me a little about how you perceive the worthiness or value of books compared to digital products.
Oh, that's a big question. I mean, to me, books are, they're very hands-on for kids. So, you know, we're going to talk about our activity book today. So it's a place where kids can really interact with the book itself. I think that's really important. I think books also have a really special job in bringing people together. So if you think of your bedtime stories, often when you're younger, you read that with a parent or someone special. So it's kind of a bonding experience at the same time. So I think there's just a lot to books. And if you can get a really good book that takes kids away from those screens, I think that's really special.
Okay. So you say this is a very interactive book. Describe to me what kind of mental adventures one would find in this particular book it's called The Big Book of Airplane Activities, about airplane activities. And are they actually writing on pages in the book as well? Is it that interactive?
It definitely is, yes. So this is a Lonely Planet kids book. So I've worked with the company Lonely Planet to create this book. And you might know them from their guides. So they're about providing inspiration. Yeah, of course. Providing inspiration and advice for people on trips. So this is sort of extending that to the children and the actual journey of the trip. So this particular book we're talking about, The Big Book of Airplane Activities, is really meant to take on the airplane as something to do when kids possibly might find it not the most exciting part of your journey. So, you know, if there's a bit of boredom or you don't really want to use screens the whole time, you've got this book in front of you. And yeah, it's quite a good chunky book. It's full of pages you can write on yourself, so you can get hands on. So it's a really good mix of activities in this book. So we've got kind of classics like word searches and crosswords, but then we've got things that extend to the real world. So there's a page where you're spotting things in a picture of an airport gate, but then, you know, you could extend that if you're sitting in the gate and think, okay, well, let's spot that in the real world. So it's kind of trying to help you interact with your surroundings, extend it a bit to the real world adventure you're having. We've also thrown in some humor in this. I'm particularly proud of an activity where you've got jokes on one side of the page and punchlines on the other, and you have to match the joke to the punchline. And my own kids, we tested that on them. They quite like that one because obviously you can mix and match, but when you get it right, it's quite funny. So yeah, there's a bit of a mix for everyone. The classics, a bit of humor. Yeah, just lots of different things depending on the type of activity you like to do.
Well, let me read the words, because I think you've picked up some of that British accent and you speak rather quickly. These are some of the offerings. And it's just six or seven words here. This is on the cover of the book and very small type at the bottom. Inside are word searches, crosswords, mazes, hidden pictures, connect the dots, all of which are certainly interactive. And I can imagine in a kid's mind. Speaking of kids' minds, I know you touched on this for my first question, but if you can briefly, how do you, we have 1 minute left. How do kids' minds relate differently to books versus a smartphone or an iPad? Short answer.
Okay, well, I think the iPhone or iPad, they're just taking it in. It's a bit more reactive, whereas with books, you're interacting a lot more. It's a bit more two-sided, because in these books, they're interactive. If you're reading a book, you're imagining what's going on. So I think that, yeah, it's just a little bit more of a relationship with the book.
Fair enough. Laura Baker is the author of The Big Book of Airplane Activities. If you go to her website, you will find all kinds of books. Another one that I noticed was Create Your Own Camping Activities. Her website is Laura, traditional spelling, Anne with A-N-N-E, baker.com, all one word. Laura, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
In the U.S., there's a break-in every 26 seconds. Most security systems only alert you after a break-in has already started. That's too late. SimplySafe.com/carry is where you can go to see all the features and get 50% off. Using the Outdoor Camera Series 2 and Advanced AI Alerts, their U.S.-based live agents will identify threats on your property and help deter them, stopping crime before it starts. Plus, there are no long-term contracts. Save 50% off your new system at SimplySafe.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. With summer in full swing, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics have become my go-to earbuds, and right now you can grab them for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and a comfortable ergonomic design so they actually stay put. Great option for everyday listening. Get them in your favorite color. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. That's 20% off. Or you can head to RM World Travel and just look under sponsors for that link.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. So you've indulged too much, put on 15 or 20 pounds. Well, with summer here, we're all wearing less and lighter clothing. So maybe not only are you feeling the extra weight, you might be seeing it as well. We've got a simple and easy way to help you look and feel your best. These days, it seems everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But they can work in a way that's not necessarily healthy for your body. If you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects, we've got a solution. Since we started talking about Take Lean, we're hearing about great results from listeners using the product that's created by doctors. It's a weight loss supplement. It's called Lean, L-E-A-N, that can be bought today at TakeLean.com, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Now, if that appeals to you, let us get you started at TakeLean.com. Just use the code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save 20% off and receive free rush shipping. As always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. One of the positive events over the last 15 or so years for folks who ride bikes is the rise of biking lanes in America's cities. Now, I have little doubt they've cut down on injuries and even deaths among bicyclists, but some cities are better than others. And our next guest, Cindy Hirschfeld, features five of them in a recent New York Times article titled Five Great North American Biking Cities. Cindy's a freelance writer who specializes in outdoor adventure travel, as befits someone who lives in the Colorado mountains. Cindy, nice to have you with us today. What makes a city a great biking city?
Thank you. It's nice to be with you. And when looking at cities to choose for this story, as you mentioned, bike lanes, especially bike lanes that are protected, so they're physically separated from vehicles by some kind of barrier. They also have lower speed limits in a lot of places. They have continuous routes for you to bike on, so you're not, say, on a lane for a block and then all of a sudden having to navigate the street for the next two blocks and go back. It's not that way. And also in choosing these particular cities, went for some geographic diversity. Then a couple other things, just a good community of bike advocacy, that a city is committing funds to building great bike infrastructure.
We'll take our listeners off the hook by telling them right now what the five cities you chose were. Let me list them: Seattle, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Montreal, and Brooklyn, all in North America.
Correct.
Obviously. Cindy, I live in Minneapolis, and we do have a very, advanced bicycle program, but it doesn't seem to be a lot of physical blockings. We have wide bicycle paths, but no physical blockings. Are those becoming more and more common?
Physical blocking, you mean between cars and the bike lanes?
Right, sorry.
Yeah, yes. That is becoming more common. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there's an organization called People for Bikes, which rates cities on what they call their bikeability. And one of the things they look at is that physical blocking. And I found out a statistic when I was researching this that in 2013, there were just 24 such protected bike lanes in the U.S. And today that organization estimates there are more than 4,400 miles of those kind of protected lanes across the country. So it's definitely on an upswing.
Wow. Well, another stat you had in your article, in 2019, there were 33 towns with bicycle paths. And now there are in 2025 anyway, there are 234 that are recognized as highly bikeable. Does the number keep increasing?
It does. You know, more cyclists take to these paths. It drives more need for building that kind of infrastructure in cities. And, you know, also as people get elected to offices in these cities who are advocates for bikers, that's also a huge help. And, there are cities that are more willing to put public funds toward this kind of infrastructure. So, and as the article shows, it's good for not only locals, but for drawing tourists to these cities as well. You just want to, because you have a totally different view of a place to bike around it than to view it from a car or even walking.
I presume there's no city that's ever not thought it was a good idea, is there?
There are certainly people who will advocate against it. They think that it takes away from car mobility and room for cars, and where they just think that money shouldn't be spent, public money shouldn't be spent in that way. So it's not a slam dunk like you might think.
Well,
that's why there have to be these advocacy groups.
Certainly keeps bikes off sidewalks and bikes and cars from meeting by accident. Thank you so much for joining us. Cindy Hirschfeld is a freelance writer, and she wrote this piece for the New York Times. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, after a wide-ranging 9 segments that have already happened today, now for segment 10, or our J-Block, we're going to keep that diversity going. It's time for listener emails, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Back-to-school season is almost here, and this is your chance to stock up on some great products and make sure your kids, your grandkids, nieces, and nephews, they're all set for a great year ahead. Here are a few examples. My slippers are now just $29.98. College college students, you're going to need these Giza Dreams bed sheets. They're also only $29.98. Premium MyPillows in Queen are just $18.98. The Kings are just a buck more. And the Rev 7 Energy Drink, this is going to naturally end any sense of feeling tired. It's powered by GoBHB. It has no caffeine and no sugar. It's only $19.98.
Delicious, organic, 100% Arabica My Coffee, 50% off. Those dorm rooms will love that. Made in America socks, $3.99 a pair. If you think about that, MyPillow clothing, 80% off, so much more, folks. MyPillow.com has you covered with all these savings. Use code CARE. You'll get free shipping. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. You can just look under sponsors. All right, email number one. Let's dive right into these, Mary. We actually had this from the last time we did this. We've held this to, so she's going to lead off. Rosanna listens to us in Mesa, Arizona. That's our Phoenix affiliate, AM 960 KKNT Radio. And she's written into us, I heard you mention that Marriott opened their 10,000th location. I can say that the number of hotel chains here in our area just keeps growing. Because of my husband's job, we've been most loyal to the IHG brands, and we're in their gold elite level. I hear you talk about Hilton. Is there a hotel brand you believe is the best out there to patronize?
Well, certainly, Rosanna, as I'm sure you know, staying there, IHG is certainly a great brand. And if you're gold elite level, well, that's certainly, you're going to get some perks with that. You know, listen, I find this highly personal. There's so many brands out there. You are correct. We do talk about Hilton the most. It's the brand we agree to associate with this program, and that's because it's the company that we've stayed with really most of the time for a very long time. We also have elite lifetime diamond status with them. So the perks that we get combined with the accelerated scale of the points that we're earning, they really add up. However, I'm going to throw out a few other brands that we've also stayed at that we're definitely high on. And I would say Four Seasons tops that list. We also like Ritz-Carlton and the Marriott family. In Europe, Red Carnation Hotels is a brand we really like a lot and highly recommend. Fairmont is a great brand. I would look at Fairmont if you're looking for something else. And Robert, you know, we've stayed at Omni Hotels and Resorts, and they also have a great brand.
Yeah,
they're very consistent, you know, so that's my take on that.
You know, Rosanna, you asked if there's a hotel brand out there that's the best to patronize. The industry, well, it's so fractured with so many brands and options, it makes answering your questions really difficult for us. I'm not sure we can do it justice.
Hard to narrow it down.
And it really is. It's really what's best for you, your husband, your family, whomever. I will say that Mary and I will very much like the historic hotels and the one-of-a-kind
yes.
properties.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that we are not big on luxury resorts or even independent locations. We certainly are. But travel is subjective, right? So there's no right or wrong answer here. We're going to move on. Email number two is from Jorge, who listens to us in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's our affiliate AM 640 and FM 103.5 HD2 WFNC Radio. He's written, our station here airs your show on Sunday mornings for some reason, but I enjoyed listening to your July 4th program so much when it aired on July 5th here. In fact, I've since gone back and listened to it three more times on your website. Thank you for the support you show to our military and the love I can hear you have for our great nation. I now support Fort Bragg here as a civilian, but my uncle served on the Intrepid, and your broadcast added so much to a special weekend honoring our country's history. Hearing you describe what was happening, talking with your guests, and RJ randomly speaking with Americans in the area had me listening to every minute. I always enjoy your show, but you really made my weekend with this one. Jorge, Mary, you and I know this. The response to our America 250, Sailforth 250 live remote broadcast, it's been nothing short of exceptional. What we experienced, our broadcast location, having both of our sons actively involved with RJ on air, and our oldest son orchestrating our setup and everything, you know, was happening behind the scenes that you heard, it's something that we'll never forget. It made for one of our favorite broadcasts ever. And that's saying a lot, since in one form or another, this program has now had over 1,120 broadcasts, okay? We love that we were able to connect with you in such a special way, Jorge, and all of our listeners out there. That was the intent when we were planning this July 4th show. It makes us happy that you hear and know we absolutely love our great nation.
Oh, absolutely. Everything you said, Robert, and then some, I will never forget that day. And you know, Jorge, we decided early in 2025 that we wanted to invest in America's 250. We started celebrating it, Robert, on July 5th of 2025.
We did, yeah, exactly.
You know, so our big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles through the Panama Canal in January, that started our 2026 broadcast year with a big exclamation point. But I can't say enough how proud and grateful we were to share with the country everything we experienced earlier this month on July 4th at the Intrepid for the America 250 and Sailforth 250 celebrations. We met so many active military members. RJ interviewed a vet. Jorge, you said your uncle served on the Intrepid. This particular vet did, as I'm sure you know, if you've listened to it, how many times? Three times?
Yeah,
that he served, I believe, in the mid-60s. So anyway, thanks so much for being a show listener. And thanks so much for writing in. And I'm so glad that you enjoyed that. that broadcast.
Yeah, we've heard nothing but great things. You know, Mary, I'm looking. We've got about 50 seconds on this.
We're not going to get to that third.
Yeah, Taylor from Murray, Utah.
Yep.
Taylor, listen, we have your email here. We will get to this in a future show. I'm sorry. But, you know, just to reiterate, we can't thank everybody enough for all the great things we've heard. And listen, the American 250 continues. I mean, there are still events going
on. It's still the year. Yeah. There absolutely are events going on. And, you know, back to Taylor. We'll get to you first next time, right, Robert?
Okay, we'll do that.
In Murray, Utah.
All right, so we're going to leave it there for today. Keep sending us your travel questions, everyone, at rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab. If you don't want to use the Contact Us tab for some reason, you can just email us at rmworldtravel@rmworldtravel.com. Thank you, Rosanna and Jorge, and special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and sponsors. Thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Until we're back with you next week, August 1st, folks, wherever you may be headed, safe and happy travels.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.